The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We are grateful to God for day one of this program. We started powerfully yesterday, and today is the day two. And so we are going to be praying. Yesterday we had increase via prayer. Tonight we are going to be having increase via the word. And the Bible says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 23, he says, "But he that received the seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also bearing bring forth fruit, bringeth forth some, and 100, and some 60, and some 30. Every time I come, I read the scripture, it gives me a different understanding. And what does it mean? The same ground, the same seed was sown, yet different results. The same seed, some brought forth 100-fold, some brought forth 60, some brought forth 30. We are going to pray and say, Father, give me a good understanding of your word this year that will make me to be a fruit, that will make me fruitful 100-fold. I don't know if you understand that scripture. You say, Father, give me a good understanding of your word this year that will make me fruitful 100-fold. Some of us come to this same altar, we hear the same word, yet we are having different results individually. The difference in this result is an understanding of the word of God. We're going to say, Father, give me a good understanding of your word this year that will cause me to be fruitful 100-fold. Some will be 100-fold fruitful this year, some 60-fold fruitful, some 30-fold, and some will even fall by the wayside, that the birds will come and take it away, no fruit at all. Yes, the same word. We're going to lift up our voice and pray, and pray with the whole of your heart. And Father, this year, give me a good understanding of your word, such that I will produce 100-fold result. I will produce 100-fold increase. Lift up your voice and pray. This year, Lord, a good understanding of your word that will cause me to produce 100-fold result. A good understanding of your word that will cause me to produce 100-fold result. Lift up your voice and pray like you really mean it tonight. Errando sicate, Father, 100-fold result. A good understanding that will cause me to produce 100-fold result. A good understanding that will cause me to produce 100-fold result in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. A better amen. We're going to be praying one more prayer before we have our seat real quick. And that prayer is, this year has been tagged our year of increase on every side. Increase on every side. Let me tell you something. There is no sizable increase that is not visible. It must be visible. If you are increasing, it must be visible. A good example of somebody who increased on every side in the Bible is a man called Obed-Edom. In 3 months, the Bible says even the flock, the rats in his house were producing, the cockroaches were producing, everything around Obed-Edom, that people had to say, there's something wrong somewhere. Go and tell the king, this increase is not normal. This one is an abnormal increase. Is coming for somebody this year. The increase that will cause people increase on every side is the one that it's not just you that will enjoy. They will call on people. Peter experienced that increase. He couldn't drag the net alone. He said, call me people, call me people. The increase that your family and yourself alone cannot enjoy. That's the kind of increase I'm talking about. Increase that people will know that of a truth you have been visited. That is what God is going to do this year for somebody. And it's not too early for God to start doing it. In fact, God has started doing this increase in the lives of some people already. You are going to lift up your voice and pray this prayer and say, Father, a sizable increase that will cause men to see your goodness in my life. Give it to me from today. Lift up your voice. Sizable increase that will cause men to see the goodness of God upon my life. Give it to me from today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Increase that cannot be denied. Increase that cannot be denied. Increase that cannot be argued. Increase that cannot be argued. Jesus, give to me from today. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. A better amen. Our amen is not born again. For somebody that is or our increase is going to be sizable, shout a powerful amen. I want you to move to two people because today is day two and tell them your increase will be beyond normal. Tell another person your increase will be beyond normal. In case that person did not tell you convincingly because they are not sure, tell yourself. Tell your neighbor and say, my increase. I say my own increase will be beyond normal. By the time you are seeing me next, is it me or is it not me? You know the kind of increase that God did for Joseph, that his own brother did not recognize him. Say, no, this cannot be Joe. Eh? The Joe that we took is closed. No, it cannot be Joe. Joe himself knew. You know, when God visits, even you that you know, you will know that you have been visited. But others are still arguing. Tell your neighbor again that the increase God is giving me this year, it will be beyond normal. In the name of Jesus. For someone that knows that increase is sure, sit down powerfully and jam your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to celebrate God for this privilege he has given unto me to be here to give the word. And I want to appreciate God's servants. Serve the Lord God Almighty, increase you more. If you are celebrating the grace upon his servant, I know we can do better. Hallelujah. Today I'm privileged to speak on the word increase via the word. Increase via the word. I want to welcome every one of us again to our year of increase on every side. And this year, we will not just be saying the word or the theme. We will experience it individually in the name of Jesus. I said we will experience it individually in the name of Jesus. Have you ever seen a deflated balloon before? Or this big bouncing castle that is not inflated yet, you know, in the deflated form? Has anyone ever seen it? If you see such bouncing castle in a deflated form, you know, or those, anything, even our water baptism, if you see it in its deflated form, it's not going to be attractive because there's nothing attractive about it. But when it is pumped in the full size, when it is increased, when air is increased on it on 100% capacity, you admire it. This year, the increase that God has promised you, your deflated state is not a beautiful shape. You lose form when you are not in your full capacity. Because God has designed you and I to be, Bible says, the part of the just. It's like a shining light. So the more you blow air into any balloon, the more beautiful it is. The more you blow into those water baptism thing that we have, the more beautiful you appreciate it. Yes or yes? Yes. Because it is meant to be that size. The original purpose God has designed you for is glory and is beauty. And the Bible says the path of the just. It's like, so as the year unfolds, I'm getting there. As the year unfolds, I'm more colorful. As the year unfolds, I'm more beautiful. As the year unfolds, my testimonies are increasing. So my result in this year must surpass that of last year. Because that is what the Bible says. The path of the just. It's like a shining light that shineth more and more and more. By redemption, we are designed for increase on an increasing level. By redemption, we are designed for increase on an increasing level. So whatever increase you may have acquired in 2024, get set, 2025 must be increased. And it's not in double because our God does not work by your own math. It's in an unusual manner. And that is somebody's portion in the name of Jesus. When we do not experience the increase God has promised his children, then we become a concern. We become a source of concern. When a child of 4 years old is still asking for breast milk, it becomes a concern. When a 16-year-old boy is still crawling, it becomes a concern. Because you should have grown beyond that level. A 16-year-old boy has not finished growing. However, he should have grown beyond the level of crawling. If he's still crawling, that it becomes a source of concern. Your path is supposed to be getting better, shining brighter and brighter. So when you are not brighter, when your path is not getting increased, then you become a concern. For somebody here, you will not be a concern. I said you will not be a concern. Job was a man that the Bible says in Job chapter 1. He was a man that was the greatest in the whole East. He was the greatest. And this man, one tool that I believe was one of the secrets of Job, could be found in Job chapter 23 verse 12. The Bible says, "Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the word." That is the word of God. "I have esteemed the word of his mouth more than my necessary food." Job was the greatest in the whole East. One major tool was what? He took the word of God more than his physical food. Some of us like food. 12 days of fasting, 12 days of empowerment. 12 is like 6 o'clock. And then you are looking at the time you are opening the fridge. May God help us. May God help you. I'm not in that category. But honestly, you must esteem the word of God more than food. Where the smell of the fried fish in your neighbor's house does not hinder you from breaking at the appropriate time. Esteem the word more than food. He esteemed the word more than food. And because of that, Job, he recorded a massive increase. So massive in cattle, in every area, he was a blessed man. You will be blessed. I said you will be blessed. So the word is a major tool for increase. In Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says we were created by the word. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. It's highlighted. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And in verse 2, it says, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God." Jump to verse 3 real quick. It says, "And God said," in Genesis 1 verse 1 to 3, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 4, please. Verse 4. Okay, I think I mixed it up. I'll get there. I think it's John. I'm not so sure. But he says that scripture was bringing me. He said we were created by the word. We were created. In the beginning, God said. In the beginning, God said. God, "Let there be light," and there was light. The whole world was without form. And God said, the word of God brought shape. The word of God brought what? Form. The word of God brought beauty. The word of God is what can bring increase. In the beginning, the whole world, there was no heaven, there was no earth. But what increased the beauty on earth was God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. That was the word of God. "Let there be this," and there was that. Because of the word of God. The word of God is what created us. The word of God is what sustains us. The word of God, in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, we are upheld, we are sustained by the word of God. He says, "Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things," we are being upheld by the word of God. So if we are created by the word, we are sustained by the word, definitely we increase by the word. Tell your neighbor, "I increase by the word." So this year, don't run from one mountain to another mountain. In this commission, by God's grace, God's servant has taught us to be responsible Christians. How many of us know that? Yes. In some churches, if you see people line up to see pastor, what for? The pastor will wear down. We will soon wear out. He will line up. "I pray for you, be healed. Pray for you, be healed." No. In this commission, God's servant teaches us to be spiritually responsible. How do you do that? By the word. It is the word of God that works wonders, not the pastor. The pastor has no power of his own. The word of God is what works wonders. The word is what works wonders. All things are sustained. So don't run from one mountain to another mountain looking for one pastor this year. Don't run from one commission to another commission looking for one miracle this year. Sit down with the word. Tell your neighbor, sit down with the word. Sit down. Let me tell you something. No matter how much you love your wife as a husband, you cannot eat for that lady. She can't eat for you. You can't poo-poo for her. She can't poo. Oh, my husband, I so love you. I don't want you to go to the restroom. I'll do it for you. That man will soon die. Because as he's eating it, his eyes are doing like this. You have not allowed him to use the restroom by himself. There are some things you take. It is called personal responsibility. Take in the word of God for yourself. And you experience the increase for yourself. A child nurtures, a mother nurtures the child with breast milk. No matter how much that mother loves that child, he cannot say, my cutie pie, that child must suck. If he doesn't suck, we will help him or her to suck, we extract the breast milk, put it in the mouth of the baby. If the baby refuses to suck, she's gonna die or he's gonna die. So we have a personal responsibility of what? Sucking the word for our increase. If you don't increase this year, it's your fault. Oh. Tell your neighbor it's your fault. If you don't increase this year, it's your fault. Because in this commission, we teach you to grow. Take personal responsibility. Take personal responsibility. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. God hammered it in the ears of Joshua. Hammered and hammered and hammered. This book of the law must not depart out of your mouth. It is a secret that your predecessor used. This book of the law, in that scripture, he kept hammering it. Be of good courage. The reason is simple. This book of the law, that is the word of God. Meditate day and night. It is a dose that you may observe to do. Somebody said to do. Hearing the word is not what changes you. There are so many people that hear the word, but what do you do with what you hear? That is what changes you. So many people come to church. Not everyone is changed. Many people come and take notes. How many people are notable by their character? So the word of God is what makes you increase. Doing what the word says. Tell your neighbor, do what the word says. And real quick, I will be looking at what is in the word that can cause your increase. What is in the word that can actually cause your increase? We have talked about the importance, and we have talked about the word being a tool for increase. We have talked about you having a personal responsibility and sitting down with the word this year. Sit down with the word this year. Don't run from one mountain to another mountain. Sit down with the word, and that word will work wonders for you. What are the things that can cause, what is in the word that causes your increase? Number one, there is life in the word. The word of God is life in John chapter 1 from verse 1 to 4. The word of God is life. Bible says in him was life. And the life in you, because in the beginning, the word was in the beginning. He is the word himself. The word became flesh. He dwelt among us. The word of God, and in the word is life. The word of God is life. There is life in the word. What is in the word? Why do I need to read the word? In order to stay alive. If you eat physical food, you are healthy. You stay alive. You need, apart from the, how many? I don't know. Some of us, I do sometimes. I'm not hungry, but I need to eat. How many of us have been in that era? I'm not hungry, but I just need to eat. So you just take something, snack on something, and just to hold your stomach. Not because I'm hungry. Sometimes you don't need to feel like, but you need to stay alive. Take the word, because you need it is life. In the word, it's like how remember it is. In the word is life. In John chapter 6 verse 63, the Bible says, "It is the spirit that quickeneth; the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit and life. The word of God is life. The word of God is life. In the word is life. Let me tell you, if you take in the word, nobody can tell you anything contrary. How do I mean? Somebody now comes to you. I said this year 2025. I see blood around you. You know, some people will believe it because they are prophets of doom. They will not say, you are wearing a pink boxer short. And truly, you are wearing a... That somebody has... That somebody can... what do they call that spirit now? That somebody can tell you what you are wearing does not mean it's from God. No, it does not mean it's from God. So, he's telling you, this year, 2025, there are so many people. Ogun, battle is in your family. And of a truth, he said, it's true. It's true. It's from your father's side. Who does not have any enemy from the father's side? Say, and there's one from your mother's side. You know, everybody has enemy, both from mother's side and father's side. They all. So, and they will say, this 2025, Omar Legan. But if you have an understanding, just like we said, that the understanding of the word is what produces hundredfold. If you have an understanding, you will know that you may be telling me that 2025 is bloody for me. But the word of God tells me I shall not die, but live to declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. You know, the word of God is what... I remember one time I was pregnant. So, there's this man that came to see. Pastor were seated. So, this man just came. And then he said, Madam, I want to see you. So, I said, hope there is no problem. He said, no, let's see in private. And I said, no problem. So, I went to see him. So I stepped outside to see him. And then he said, I said, okay. I said, hope there is no problem, sir. He said, there's no problem. I said, that he sees me in a pool of blood. I said, which pool of blood, sir? I said, this first child that you're about to have, that's where he missed it. That was my third baby. And I said, ooh, and I didn't even want to bust his bubble. Because I would have told him immediately that, sir, this is the third one, though. But I didn't want to stress, because I wasn't in the mood. I just said, it's okay. And then I left. Many people fall victims. If you don't know, there is life in the word. Whatever any prophet has told you or is telling you right now, the word of God that you yourself read and discover supersedes it. The word, you know, when you open the word of God is not created for anybody in particular. For as long as you can receive it, it's the surest word of prophecy. That's what the Bible says. The word of God says this year, God's servant has said, it's our year of increase. So you have personalized that scripture. The part of the just, I am the just. It's like a shining, my part is shining. Even God himself in Deuteronomy chapter 30 or so, 30 verse 19, God himself gave us choice. He said, I have put before you blessing and death. God did not lord the destruction on us. He has given you a choice. You pick it. If you want blessing, pick it. If you want destruction, pick it. Why would somebody from the pit of hell now come and tell you that I'm lording destruction over you and say this year, blood? No. Tell that person immediately, this year I see glory. This year I see. What do you see this year? I see increase. What do you see? That level I see increase. Whatever you see this year, go ahead and declare to your neighbor, I see increase. I see favor in the name of Jesus. Number two, what is in the word that can cause your increase? It's faith. The word of God brings faith. And faith births increase. In Romans chapter 10 verse 17, the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing. And hearing the word of God. Sometimes we come to church downcasted, you know, whatever it is, and then you don't feel so good. But whenever you hear God's servant declare, you live with a joyful heart because your faith is being boosted up. You have experienced. There is faith in the word, and faith births increase. Number one, faith births life, and it births increase. So when you listen to message this year, ensure you are listening and pumping yourself with messages so that you can keep increasing. Because faith comes by hearing. And hearing what? The word of God. Number three, what is in the word that can cause your increase? Is light. Somebody say light. In Psalm 119 verse 105, the Bible says, the word of God is a lamp to my feet and a light to thy path. The word of God is light, a lamp unto my feet. That means the word of God gives direction. The word of God gives you direction. There are times that I personally have enjoyed revelation. I've enjoyed divine ideas in the word. Sometimes I'm reading the scripture and the Holy Spirit just pops into something that I was thinking about. Maybe about something else.
You just give me the answer. Ideas come in the place of studying. It's light. The word of God is light. Pastor Moshebi does that to a lot. We were discussing on decoration, I think yesterday or 2 days ago. And I said, so I was just studying and the Holy Spirit just gave me. He does it. Divine ideas, because the word of God is light. From today, God is giving you access, great access to light. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 119 verse 130 says, the entrance of thy word giveth light. The farther you are from the word, the farther you are from light. The farther you are from the word of God, the farther you are away from light. And the closer you are to the word, the closer you are to access light and direction. This year, you will not suffer from direction. In the name of Jesus. I said you will not suffer from direction. I read about a great man of God named Lester Sumrall. This man, I read about him that he enjoyed light so much. That's his picture right over there. He enjoyed access to so much light from the word. He went to South America one day, and when he got to South America, he saw a voodoo priest. A voodoo priest is like a babalawo, right? He saw a voodoo priest pouring blood in the mouth of a bullfrog. So when he saw it, he was so perplexed, because he has enjoyed so much access to the word. So he told the voodoo priest, without asking for his permission, he casted the demons out of the voodoo priest. And the demons left. So the voodoo priest tried to continue doing incantations and doing what he was doing, but he found out that he couldn't do it. He could no longer do it. He was vexed. He did not ask for the permission of the voodoo priest before he casted out the demon. So much later in the evening, when this Lester Sumrall was sleeping, in the middle of the night, he just heard a strange noise. And the noise was so much that the whole room was vibrating. His bed shook and was moved away from the side, many of us put our bed at the side, right? So the bed was moved away from the side of the wall. The curtains dropped down. So much disruptions in the house. His frame, everything was dropping down. And then so he said, "Hey, I recognize you, Satan. I sent you out in the afternoon. I haven't changed my word. I cast you out again." So the devil, the entire demons left. But before they left, the vibration stopped. His curtain was put back in shape and he left. So he now wanted to sleep back and found out that his bed was still slanting. It has not been. So he went to the window and said, "Hey, come back here. You did not return my bed back." So it's not a fable. It's real. And then somehow the bed shook and went back to size. This man walked in that capacity of authority because of light. Somebody say light. Lester Sumrall was a person like you. And you can check it up on Google. Read about it. Read about him. You can enjoy so much light, but you need, it is the word of God. The word of God you see, you discover, that can give you access to that light and authority. Enough of oppression. You see cockroach, you are running away. No light. No light, man. You see ordinary wall gecko. Jesus! No light. No light. You are experiencing light from tonight. Is somebody experiencing light from tonight? Unusual access to light. But the beauty is what? Stay on the word. Number four, health. Matthew 4 verse 4. Bible says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." What sustains our health is what? The word. The word of God is what sustains. When you don't feed well, what happens? Physically, when you don't feed well, what happens? You are sick. You are susceptible to attack. You are susceptible to immunity. Your immunity is low because you are malnourished. You are susceptible to so many infections. They say it lacks vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin, all the vitamin, because not feeding well. The same applies to your spiritual life. If you don't feed well spiritually, you are susceptible to attack. Everybody is open to diseases. But the one that diseases attack more, or the one that the disease is able to attack, is the one that has no immunity or low immunity. When you don't feed on the word of God, You are your immunity is low. Ask the neighbor, is the immunity low? Or be you don't even have immunity at all. So from tonight, feed on the word. Tap your neighbor and say, Fido. I say, Fido. The Fido. The Bible says in Proverbs 4:20-22, the word of God is life, is health to those that find it. Attend to my words. Jump to verse 22. Because of my time. It says, they are life unto them that find them. That you have to find. Before the word can benefit you, you have to find. The word of God is life to those that, it is health to your flesh when you find it. If you don't study the word, you are malnourished, you are low on immunity. In fact, some people are zero on immunity. The Lord will help us. Tap your neighbor and say, don't be low. Don't be low, don't be low, don't be low. Number five, what causes increase is what? Hope. The word of God is hope. In Psalm 119 verse 49. Tells us that the word of God is the surest source of hope. The word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. We have hope in this. How many of us? Well, I still have hope in Nigeria today because of the word. The word. Physically, Pastor Ebenezer is smiling. But physically, you know, against all odds, it's as if there's nothing in this country. But my Bible says in Job 14, verse 8 to 9, it says, at the scent of water, though the roots thereof wax old, there is nothing to be thankful or to be joyous over this nation. But at the scent of water, somebody say water. Water is a word. At the scent of water, it will sprout. This nation is coming back again. I believe so much. It will be restored. Our currency will be stronger again. Our nation will be safe again. Because we have a God. Because it is in the word that we have hope. And it will come true for us. In Jesus' mighty name. How then do you profit from the word? Haven't told us what is in the word. How can you profit from the word? Number one, locate the word. The word of God you don't locate cannot be showcased in your life. The word of God you don't locate cannot be showcased in your life. When you locate the word, then he showcases the word in your life. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 13, it says, till I come, give attendance to reading. You must give attendance to the word of God. Keep reading the word. You know, sometime late 2 years ago now, it's roughly 2 years ago, but it was late 2 years ago, I was challenged in my shoulder and in my left hand. I just discovered that I couldn't lift it. At night, it would be so painful that I'll be crying. You know, I couldn't turn this hand to the back. I couldn't do anything. So, I was just thinking maybe I carried load too much on that hand. That's what I thought. So, I would rub a boniki or rub whatever on it to make it go. But I found out that the pain would be so intense at night, I would not be able to sleep. And I was in so much pain. So, like play, I was advised to go to the hospital and check. And when I went for the checkup, they had all manner of names they called it. And then immediately I said, no, this is not my portion. And I took it serious. I said, God, there must be a word for me regarding this thing. There must be a word. And lo and behold, I found a word in Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. And that was what ended the pain. He said, he took away the pain from my shoulder. Isaiah 10 27. And it came to pass in that day that the burden shall be taken away. I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The burden is off from my shoulder, and I kept declaring the word. See, the word of God you don't locate cannot be showcased in your life. And when I began to confess that word, every time they pick up, I said, God, you have given me your word. You gave me your word. See, if you are going through any challenge, locate the word. There is a word for you in the Bible. You are barren, if the world thinks you are barren, there's a word for you. You are challenged in area of marriage, there's a word for you. You are challenged in your health, there's a word for you. There is a word for you for every season. There is a word for you. All you need to do is sit down and locate the word. The way God will give you the word is different from the way he will give me the word. The same scripture can mean 100 things. But because it is God that is interpreting, I got that word. And I said, Father, thank you. And I ran with the word. No doctor can tell me. I can move my hand. Before, I couldn't even do this halfway. I was so terrible. I was crying. And I said, God, this cannot.
Thank you. You know, there's nothing the devil wants to try, but you have to stand up and locate your word. The word of God you locate is what will be showcased in your life. I took possession of my promise, of the promise God has given. If you don't take possession, the devil will keep making a full day of you. May that not be your portion. In the name of Jesus. But locate your word. And number two, believe the word. In Luke chapter 1 verse 45, the Bible says, blessed is he that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Believe. Abraham believed in the word. And the word of God that God gave you is far stronger than any prophecy, that any prophecy can come. Somebody, a prophet told you that this year there's blood. Mm-mm. No matter how big that prophet of God might be, the word of God God gave you far exceeds the bad prophets. I mean, the bad prophecy from whatever. Don't, some of us are so gullible. We easily say, hey, my prophet, which prophet? The word of God is the surest source of prophecy. That's what the Bible says. It's the surest form. Any prophet of God that gives me a prophecy, I thank God for you. But if it doesn't align with the word of God, I cancel it. That's it. But you need to believe in the word for you to cancel. Some of us believe in those prophets. They will say, come, climb 100 staircase, and you bring a candle, color red candle. Bring along cockroach, white cockroach that has never been mated before. And then you now start looking for almost a very white cockroach. You say, don't worry, I'll give you. You can buy it. We have a market where we sell. How much is it? It's $10,000. You now start looking for $10,000 all about. Believe in the word of God. This is the word. Settle down with the word this year. And your increase is sure. Number three, keep confessing the word. You become what you confess. Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. He's not telling us to lie. He's telling us to keep confessing the word until you see yourself possessing. Number four, do the word. Nobody say, do the word. Observe to do the word. Joshua 1 verse 8. Do be a doer of the word. And in James chapter 1 verse 22 to 25, let's read that one real quick. James 1, 22 to 25. My time is fast spent. James 1. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers alone, deceiving your own selves. Don't be hearers alone. Yes, please continue. Verse 23 says, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way straightway, forgetting what manner of man he was. Verse 25. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, that is, after you are hearing the word, you are looking at it, and you are looking at yourself. The word of God is a mirror. You are looking at yourself. When you look at yourself in the mirror, what happens? If your collar is flying, you adjust it. If my skirt is up, if this is up, you bring it. That's what the word said. He looked into it is the perfect law of liberty. And then you continue daring, continue looking at the word, doing it. Not a forgetful hearer, but a what? Doer of the word. This man shall be what? Greatly blessed. This man shall be greatly increased. Enough of coming to church and not taking action. The word of God says, what? You shall, Exodus 23, 25, you shall serve and I will bless. How many of you are not, you have been coming to church since 10 years ago, you are not serving. How can you be blessed? That's where your increase is. Do the word. Tell your neighbor, do the word. The word of God says the liberal soul shall be made fat. You have refused to give. How can you increase? That's the word. The word of God says, do this. Come to Zion. Upon Mount Zion there shall be holiness. Do not forget the gathering of the people. If you don't do the word, you can't experience increase. What we need to do is in the word. You are complaining that you don't have much fire, much funds. How many people have you given to? The liberal soul shall be made fat. Don't just read it. Do the word. You have two shirts. Bless somebody with one shirt and see if more shirts will not come to you. You are doing the word. And then increase is coming to you. Tell your neighbor, do the word this year. Do the word. And then lastly, stay away from sin. Stay away from sin. Sin sinks a man. Sin makes the word of God of no effect in our lives. You are hearing, but you don't have any result. You are hearing it, so it's not showing because you are in sin. Sin sinks a man. Sin sinks. So tonight we are going to be praying. And I want all heads bowed and all eyes closed. You are here. Not that you have anything, but you are still struggling with one sin or the other. Pornography. You open your phone you secretly, you do things, you are still in alcoholism, drinking, fornication, adultery, lying little by little, not things like that, but you know you need to make your ways right. If you want the word of God that you have listened to, or that you want the word, if you want to experience increase, then you need to stay completely away from sin. Quickly, you want to rededicate yourself to Jesus tonight. Can I see your hands up? Or you want to give your life to Him afresh and say, Father, have mercy upon me. Lord, and if you're online, you want to say this prayer, please send us a text and say, Father, have mercy upon me. Cleanse me. If you want to, if you are saying this prayer, I need your hands up. Father, have mercy upon me. Cleanse me from every form of unrighteousness. From today, give me the grace to stand in the name of Jesus. And help me to move forward henceforth in Jesus' mighty name. You said that prayer online, you can send us a text. And real quick, can we please jump up on our feet tonight as we go ahead and say, Father, thank you for your word tonight. Lift up your voice and say, Father, thank you for your word to me tonight. I give you praise. Say, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, in the name of Jesus, give me the grace to study and obey your word more this year. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, the grace to obey, the grace to study and obey your word more and more this year. Father, give me the grace to obey, to study your word more this year. Give me the grace in the name of Jesus. Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We are still praying and say, Father, make my life a fruitful field and cause me to manifest increase on every side this year. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let my life be a fruitful field that will yield 100-fold and cause me to manifest increase, increase in every area, increase in my spiritual life, increase in my financial life, increase in my marital life, increase in every area in the mighty name of Jesus. 100-fold result in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And lastly, I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, make me a reference point of increase on every side. Lift up your voice and say, Father, make me a reference point of increase on every side. Lift up your voice and pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Make me a reference point of increase in the name of Jesus. The word of God makes us a reference point of increase. Father, make me a reference point of increase on every side in the name of Jesus. A reference point of increase in the name of Jesus. A reference point of increase in the name of Jesus. Father, make me a reference point of increase on every side in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. As we are praying, we are going to take that prayer again. I want us to open our Bibles to Acts chapter 18, verse 24 to 26. There is a story of a man called Apollos. Acts chapter 18. Okay. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scripture. That means he was a man that was given. He was also, he studied the word and came to Ephesus. Next verse, I'm going to 26. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord. He was instructed. And being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only. Somebody say only. He knew only the baptism of John. That was all he knew. He was a student of the word, but there was a limitation. I don't know what limitation you might be studying the word. There's still a limitation in your life, but there's something. This verse 26 says, and he began to speak boldly with despite the limitation. Whom when Aquila and Priscilla heard him, sharply took him. I said, bro, this gospel has moved beyond this apostle, Reverend John, that you are preaching. We have moved to Jesus now. And they expounded him the way of God more perfectly. Why? Because the more of the word of God he was on, he was able to enjoy help. He was able to, they opened his eyes to the scripture. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 4, he rose up so much that he became attacked with
Paul. They say, why are you saying I'm of Apollos and you are of Paul? This was a man that had limitations, but via the word of God, limitations were broken. He came up in rank. You are going to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, the grace to be an ardent student of the word that will increase me in every area, give to me in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray, the grace to be an ardent student of the word that will keep me on the increase and will break every limitation in my life. Father, give it to me. Every limitation that may be occurring in your life, everything that is yet to be seen, Father, the grace, as I study your word, the grace to break limitations and to increase on every side, give to me in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you are blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.